Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Grain markets today finished 20 to 60 cents lower on the feeder cattle. The September feeders are front month here, expiring in about 2 weeks. 132.87 down 50. Still at a discount to the feeder cattle index from yesterday, which was 134.42. Out in October and November, there's about a $2 difference. The drop off to November. November is the date that they up the weights by 50 pounds. That's November contract, 700 to 900 pound steers versus 650 to 850 previously. So that jump again begins in November. A lot of people think that that spread should be a $4 difference rather than a $2 difference, but the market is telling us otherwise. Now, also out in the spring months, March, April, May, are the benchmark prices for the wheat pasture cattle and what will be bought over the next couple of months. Those are all in the mid-low 120s. Now, live cattle futures, $1.27 higher in the October, $57 higher in the December, so slightly higher there. Current cash market's 104 bid, 110 ask. And the market there on the box beef, 12 higher on choice at midday, 186.74. Select up 44 at 181.74. But again, it seemed like it was a relatively quiet trading day today.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets stopped the sliding from the USDA report on Monday. Corn actually 2 cents higher today at 332.5, about six off the lows. Beans were a half lower, and then wheat was 2 to 3 cents higher. Now, the rest of the world is getting most of the attention following that USDA report. Out of Brazil, they actually raised their bean planting estimates, mostly due to the fact that the prices for beans are better than the price for corn. So the other parts of the world are starting to increase their bean planting, just like what happened here in the United States. Also, the Obama administration is going after China. They're complaining to the World Trade Organization that China's ag subsidies are too high. We export about $20 billion worth of corn, beans, or corn, wheat, and rice to China, and they're artificially decreasing the price over there. So the World Trade Organization could change, make some changes there. If they do, that would only be good for the United States and our export market. Weather seems to not be a factor here, as the growing season's essentially over for the corn and beans, as those harvest as harvest begins up in the Midwest. Also, yields from the fields are average to actually below average at this point in the southern parts of the Midwest for the corn and beans.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.